The Church's Music from the 20th Century. The 17th Century. The 11th Century. The 8th Century. The 4th Century. The best of the Church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
She may have had to commit chemical warfare against her own body to temporarily chemically sterilize herself so that she can have her position as a news broadcaster or as an elected official.
I'm a Christian today, Todd, not because it works for me. That's the last reason. There are many days when it doesn't even seem to work for me. There's many days when I wish I could take a shortcut like I used to when I was a non-believer. I'm a Christian today because it is true.
The experience isn't going to save. What's going to save is that word of forgiveness that Christ died even for you in your lowest point.
I jokingly called this the Issues Etc. Revolution, the near complete sweeping out of the old guard that emphasized church growth practices down the line.
You don't often expect to read about something like Roman Catholic indulgences from the Vatican on the headlines of the newspapers, but there it is, the Guardian itself, and other newspapers have picked it up as well. The headline reads, Vatican offers time off purgatory to followers of Pope Francis tweets. Now, that story will catch your attention. Has it been accurately covered? What's the real story here? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in on this Thursday afternoon, the 18th of July. George Conger of GetReligion.org will join us to talk about the Guardian's coverage of time off in purgatory, at least allegedly time off in purgatory, for following the Pope's tweets. Dr. Stephen Meyer joins us after that. We're going to talk about Charles Darwin and one of his biggest problems, the so-called Cambrian explosion in the fossil record. Then Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morse will join us. We'll discuss a little bit about the differences between Great Britain and France on gay marriage. George Conger is a regular guest, formerly served as a British correspondent for the Jerusalem Post and the overseas correspondent for the Church of England newspaper. He's a contributor to GetReligion.org. George, welcome back.
Hello, Todd.
When you saw this headline in The Guardian, and we have talked, you and I, about The Guardian before and about the kind of journalism that it routinely does, what were your expectations before we actually talk about your reaction to the story itself?
My expectations for the story was that, it might be a little strong. They might rake the Catholic Church over the coals a tiny bit. Those were my expectations. And they were completely fulfilled. This was a wonderfully awful story. Awful in the sense that it was what I would call a Little England story, in the sense that the prejudice of being voiced against the Catholic Church by The Guardian was just straight out of the English history playbook of mackerel-snapping, bog-trotting Irish papists. I mean, it just was that bad. It was funny.
Okay. We were hesitant, very hesitant, to address it in another news format because it came from The Guardian, and for the first couple days of the story's life, that was the only link, and everybody was reprinting that story. What should the reader of the original coverage of the so-called indulgence tweets, or whatever you want to call it, indulgence via Twitter, what should they be wary of in The Guardian's coverage?
A lack of context. The Guardian was truthful in what it reported, but it didn't really give the whole story. in the sense that the Guardian reported that those attending World Youth Day will receive time off from purgatory. They will be granted a plenary or a partial indulgence. And those are the two type indulgences that were set down by Pope Paul VI in a bull, I think it was in 67 or 68, where one, for good works, receives part of the merit or treasury of the church to enable one to have less time in purgatory after you die to have your sins remitted. It doesn't get rid of your sins. It doesn't pardon you from your consequences and of bad acts, but it sort of helps you cut the time that you would be spending in contrition for your evil actions. Now, that's all well and good. I happen to think theologically it's utter nonsense because it's predicated on the belief in purgatory, which if you're a good Episcopalian, even a bad Episcopalian, you don't believe in, but we won't go down that road. But The Guardian left a wonderful impression that by tweeting or by reading tweets or doing something like that, something sort of craven and crass, the Catholic Church is so desperate to get people back in the pews, they're just going to cheapen the gospel, cheapen the saving grace of Jesus Christ, and let anybody who has a social media habit get out of their sins. That's not what's happening. But if you read the story and you came away with that impression, you wouldn't be crazy. You would be ignorant, but you wouldn't be crazy.
Okay, if you were going to write headline, lead, first paragraph, I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot, of the story to get it right, what is the story here?
What is the story? Well, I would have a really tough time writing this story because it lends itself so easily to ridicule, and that's what The Guardian did. They used ridicule. And ridicule is a good thing. No, don't get me wrong. I like to ridicule people. And when I write about the Episcopal Church, I use ridicule all the time. But since I'm an Episcopalian, I'm allowed to do it. I won't go down that road. The thing that was missing was that indulgences are available to people. If you read for Scripture, if you read the Bible for a half hour a day, you qualify for an indulgence. If you sit and, the Catholics have something called Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, where you sit or kneel before a host, which is in a monstrance, which is sort of a large, sometimes it's usually in the shape of the cross, and there's a clear glass place where they put a priest's host, and that's a consecrated host, and that's the body of Christ through transubstantiation. And if you pray and meditate upon that for a half hour a day, you get an indulgence. In other words, indulgences, if you do Stations of the Cross, if you recite the Rosary, you granted an indulgence, a remission of your time in purgatory. So attending, this World Youth Day event is not so far out of the loop as to be crazy or odd. It's just part of how the Catholic Church understands the remission of sins and how it understands salvation works. Now, if you're a Protestant, going back to Martin Luther, of course, this is nonsense. But that's what the Catholics believe.
Now,
so what was missing was context and politeness, I think, are the two things I would say.
I wonder whether or not there's also an additional incentive on the part of a lot of media outlets, not exclusive to The Guardian, to kind of ramp up the ridicule a little bit because of this. And tell me what you think, George. World Youth Day is, in fact, kind of the very best PR that the Vatican has ever had, going back two popes. Now we're on the third pope, who will, again, very likely prove to be just wildly popular with this planet's young people. And given that fact, that goes against the media template about religion on so many levels, they gotta feel the need to kind of make fun of it.
Oh, absolutely. And I wouldn't put it past editor. Well, I think I would not be quick to say that there's a vast left-wing conspiracy out there to smack down the Catholic Church. Where I think it comes from is an is an inveterate hostility found in 99% of newsrooms against the Christian religion, against organized Christianity. You'll find your greatest concentration of atheists not in the Soviet Politburo, but in the editorial offices of the New York Times. And their coverage is filtered through that worldview. So they don't understand, and if they what's going on, they don't understand the attraction of faith, they don't understand the mystery of faith, and frankly, ridicule is the easy way out. A few weeks ago, I wrote a story about gay marriage in France and the massive marches in the streets, hundreds of thousands of people in the street. And what the French press was so surprised about was not that the Catholic Church and conservatives would be against gay marriage, but the majority of people in these marches were young people, that the Catholic Church's most vocal supporters, vocal foot soldiers in the fight against gay marriage weren't nuns or little old ladies. They were college students. They were young people who took their Christian faith seriously, and this was an issue that they were willing to get out and get beaten up by the police and get arrested over. This was their civil rights movement. French press couldn't understand that, and the British press, they can't understand the attraction of World Youth Day and the Christian faith.
With only about 30 seconds here, George, is it somewhat gratifying to note that the rest of the press kind of caught on to what The Guardian and then later The Telegraph was doing? CNN's belief blog permitted a pretty extensive blow-by-blow critique of the of The Telegraph's coverage of this Twitter indulgence story by one, Father James Martin was permitted to do this. Molly Ziegler-Hemingway wrote about it in Get Religion recently. What do you think about 30 seconds?
Well, Father James Martin is the go-to guy for the – he's a Jesuit, and he's sort of one of the more popular left-wing Catholic commentators. And he basically – his response was that this was tantalizingly weird, I think was the phrase that he used. But it's good to be – well, they're not running with the herd, and it's great to see some sort of contrary thinking. But, you know, the Washington Post just recently had its headline for the story was Catholic Church Promises Time Off Purgatory to Twitter Followers. Not everybody is bucking the trend and fighting The Guardian.
George Conger formerly served as a British correspondent for the Jerusalem Post and the overseas correspondent for the Church of England newspaper. He's a contributor to GetReligion.org. George, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you so much.
When we come back, Dr. Stephen Meyer is going to join us. We're going to talk about Charles Darwin, Darwinism, and the Cambrian explosion. Stay tuned.
Does your church need a backup organist? The virtual organist service from Church Music Solutions is the next best thing to an on-site organist. Send us your musical choices, including liturgy and hymns. We'll assemble your service and send it to an iPad that controls your church's organ on Sunday. The result is genuine organ leadership on your instrument with your selections when you need it. See our videos on YouTube or visit our website at churchmusicsolutions.com.
Did Martin Luther's political writings lead to the freedom of conscience, the separation of church and state, and German totalitarianism? Divine Kingdom, Holy Order, The Political Writings of Martin Luther is the Issues Etc. Book of the Month. You can read an excerpt at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase Divine Kingdom, Holy Order by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Divine Kingdom, Holy Order, The Political Writings of Martin Luther.
Smartest listeners in radio, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Hey, St. Louis. How would you like to achieve your fitness goals in a fun and supportive atmosphere? Hi, this is Kevin Reisick, owner and operator of Arch Fitness of East Alton, Illinois. We offer adult boot camps throughout the week. These camps include cardiovascular conditioning, muscular strength and endurance training, balance and coordination activities, and more. For more information, give me a call at 618-670-6952, Arch Fitness of East Alton, Illinois, 618-670-6952.
Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, email, Google+,
simple ways that you can share Issues Etc. programs with your friends, relatives, and fellow parishioners. Just go to Listen on Demand Archives at issuesetc.org and look for the share feature images posted beneath each audio segment. You're only one click away from telling someone about Issues Etc. The Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org and look for Share This.